Feminist author and activist Naomi Wolf is the latest high-profile person to be arrested at the Occupy Wall Street protests, which are now being rained on by a nor'easter sweeping the area. And the media now is the woman taken into custody last night, author Naomi Wolf, also Josh Harkinson of Mother Jones Magazine. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Naomi, let's go ahead and start with you. I was there last night at the Huffington Post party, and I was watching the protests, and they seemed peaceful, but you were taken into arrest. What happened?
Well, I was arrested while I was complying with the law and peacefully standing on a sidewalk. Very briefly, I studied protests and permits in New York City, and so I understood that they had a right to be on the sidewalk peacefully. When I came out of the Huffington Post event, where I'd been a guest, I write for the Huffington Post, I saw that the police had moved them far away from the entrance to the opposite side. I went and asked them why, and they said they were told they had no right to march where they had been. I knew that wasn't correct, so I checked with the people in charge. They said the permit actually did allow them to walk without obstructing the sidewalk. So I said, okay, everyone, I'm going to walk with my partner, Avram Ludwig, and anyone who wants to walk with us, please join us. We have a right to. It's legal. So we were walking peacefully back and forth, not obstructing anything, and suddenly a phalanx of like 30 or 40 giant men in white shirts, apparently with the NYPD, appeared and stopped in front of me, and one of them used a megaphone, which the protesters have been told citizens are not allowed to use, another fake permit situation, and said, disperse, you're unlawfully present. And I'm a reporter, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't understand. I understand that the permit allows us to not obstruct a passageway here, and you see we're doing that. And you can see from the video I was calm, peaceful, respectful.
Were they forceful with you?
I'm not going to say they injured me, because they didn't, but they certainly handcuffed my arms behind my back with plastic cuffs and my partner's arms behind his back, and then moved us physically in spite of my saying, can I get a lawyer, where's a lawyer, because there were National Lawyers Guild lawyers there, moved us physically into a van, pushed us into the van, sat us down, locked the doors, took us to a cell. So you can decide. That's not the issue so much for me. The issue is that they're making up the law, and I know that citizens have a right, and that we were peacefully obeying the terms of the permit that allowed us to be there and express our First Amendment rights.
And we just want to make a quick note that we've actually put a phone call into the New York City Police, and we're waiting to hear what their response is. And Josh, lots to talk about with you. I understand that you were almost arrested covering the protests, but